grotesquely skinny, and long with limbs like meters of garden hose. The last bit of it to disappear past the lip of the hull breach was fat and tubular and metal. It had a wide hole in the end of it like a barrel. It was as alien as the rest of it, but Mickey knew a weapon when she saw one. Cozen said, "I hit it." He was as calm as an ice water lake. "I drilled that thing and it sent a body mass." Mickey took her gun back. She searched outside the hull, but she found nothing except the meter-wide hull. Mickey Wells had blown through plenty of walls and bulkheads in her career, and she knew the blast pattern left by most kinds of breaching charges. This one didn't look like anything she'd ever seen before. It was as if the hull had been disintegrated on the molecular level in the instant before a more conventional explosive charge detonated and made the shockwave in the longboat's atmo. When Mickey came back through the hull breach, she said, "Mr. Cozen, if I'm going to do the job you hired me to do, then I'm going to need to know exactly what..." He cut her off by putting his finger to the visor of his helmet so it crossed over his thin lips. Cozen shook his head. His narrowing eyes told Mickey not to utter another word until it was safe. Once aboard Arbitrage, Harry Cozen brought Mickey to the dimmest, coldest, and dampest spot on his ship, between the inner and outer hulls, below the reactor, where condensate formed in